With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance on Thursday as his attorneys pushed to further limit media access to the high-profile case.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress is rolling back ADS-B tracking for military helicopters in D.C. They'll rely on TCAS alerts and said that's a move safety officials call a major setback after January's deadly crash and the higher safety regulations that kicked in after that. Meanwhile, the Justice Department intensifying efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Harmeet Dhillon is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and says many states are coming on board, but not all.
Georgia, the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, has told me to go play in the traffic effectively. So we are going to be suing Georgia. We're drafting that lawsuit up. And eventually, you know, we expect to either get cooperation from every state or sue them.
Dhillon appeared on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at gravesites by both families and volunteers. This is SRN News. A new study asking people if they would prefer to live in the past or the future.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 45% of American adults say, given the chance, they would cheerfully hop in a time machine and live the rest of their lives in the past. Most of those folks would be content to go back just 50 years. It's 1975. Only 14% of respondents say they'd like to live in the future. The numbers echo other polls that indicate a lot of people long for an America that was simpler, stronger, and more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay pride flag has been moved to a new location inside England's Tottenham Soccer Stadium for the Champions League match against Sparta Prague following a request from the Czech team. The Progress Pride flag is constantly displayed in the northeast corner of Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, close to the area of the stands where visiting fans sit during the match. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomas now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The cost of borrowing for a new home has gone up a bit.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.22%. That's not far from its low for the year. The increase comes a day after the Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the third time this year and indicated another cut may be ahead in 2026. While the Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, its actions are among the factors that influence rates on home loans. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
Wall Street worries persist about a potential bubble in artificial intelligence technology, despite another strong earnings report from the sector. This week, the Dow is up more than 1.5% as the Nasdaq treads water. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.